back in the beginning 400 years ago. But that's only by implication in the surviving annals. History may repeat itself. He didn't sound thrilled. Not at all. He wasn't a bloodthirsty man. Neither am I, despite the hatreds I obsess over here. But my scruples do have blind areas. I do want to see several thousand villains suffer for what happened to Sara. Croker asked, "Do you know of any way to authenticate the lost annals you took back from Soulcatcher?" What? What a horrible question. It never occurred to me before. You saying you think they might not be real? I couldn't read them, but I could see that they weren't originals. They were copies. They might not have told the true story? Smoke believed every word in the ones he had, and oral history supports his view of the company as the terror of the ages, though there aren't any specifics. But I do have to wonder, because there just aren't any contemporary accounts from independent observers. Something happened. Even if these books we have now are fabrications. What are you thinking? For a moment, Croker seemed tired of fighting. Mergen, there's something going on that's more than you and me and Lady, the Taglians and the Shadow Masters and all that. Strange things are happening, and they don't add up any other way. I started to wonder when you kept falling into the past. I think Soulcatcher had something to do with that. She may well have. She's got her fingers in everywhere else. But I don't think she's all of it. I think we're all, even Soulcatcher, being manipulated. And I'm even beginning to think that it's been going on for ages. That if we had the true firsts of the missing annals and could read them, we might see ourselves and what's happening in a whole different way. Are you talking about the thing Lady goes on about in her book, Kina? Because I've seen her myself a couple of times when I was out walking the ghost, or what I think was her, based on myth and what Lady wrote. Kina. Yes. Or something that wants us to think it's Kina. Wouldn't that be the same thing as far as we're concerned? I think she's having those dreams again. I thought so myself. Looked like that to me, too. She's getting pretty haggard. I thought a lot about this during the trip down here. Not much to do but think when you're riding all day. My guess is things have started going too fast for Kina. This is a critter that's used to shaping long, slow shadow plays, manipulations that can take decades to unfold, maybe even generations in our case. Her big scheme might have begun way back, before our four brethren headed north. But now we're coming home to roost, and everything is happening too fast for her. The more she tries to guide events, the more ham-handed she gets. For instance, like what she did to Smoke. I really figured that was something Soulcatcher did, although there'd been no evidence to pin that on her either. I suppose that's possible, too. It's even possible they were both after him, and they got in each other's way. I recalled what I could of the incident from Lady's book. I decided to stick with my Soulcatcher theory. Deceiver mythology didn't credit Kina with that much ability to reach into the mundane world. The whole point of the cult was to bring on a time of such dramatic horror that the walls preventing Kina from touching our world could be ripped down from our side. I explained that. Croker just shrugged. Listen to this.